Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Astromind 2012. I apologize, I was having some technical keys. Tonight, I'm just calling in to verify that we are going to be doing some readings tonight. So anybody would like to call in and get your free tarot reading, please call in now. The line is open. Tonight's topic, I just want to talk a little bit about the soul collages and what they can do to help people. First, I'd like to tell a little bit about my story. I recently met a young man by the name of David, and he is a college graduate. He was going to school for arts and photography, and he made me meet this lady by the name of Sarah Frost, but the writer name, which is interesting, the writer name is Devon Frost. I mean, with Devon Frost. And it's very interesting. The lady that made this book, which is kind of interesting, was also into photography. There's many, many, many wonderful psychics and remote viewers out there, people who practice the arts of art. But this lady, she helped me learn how to use the soul collage to remote view. And how you do that is you first take out a magazine, you go through the pictures, and you pick out whatever picture that stands out in your mind. Could be anything in the magazine. Which is really cool, because this is what you call your archetypes. And it's interesting, before I met this lady, I met another lady by Diana. Her name was Diana Sue, and she introduced me to this book called Sacred Contracts. Now, the Sacred Contracts talks a little bit about the archetypes, which is part of the soul collages, which is really interesting. It goes into more detail about contracts that we made in our lifetime before we came to this earth. We all made a soul contract, and we made decisions before we came here, which is really interesting book. The magazine itself speaks to you. And how you speak to the magazine, just say, I am who? And you ask questions from the magazine. Why does it stand out to me when I ask a question? All my life, I have been interested in tarot. And why I've been interested in the tarot? Because not only do I like the art, but I like helping people. I like how it makes people smile and how it heals people from their troubles. And I consider myself like almost like a genie in a bottle, but more of a psychic in a bottle. You know, you rub the bottle and I tell you yes and no questions, and I flip a coin. That's kind of how I am. And I do the same thing with soul collages when somebody in need of helping hand, you know, somebody that needs money, somebody that that is struggling in life, how the collages can help people to break barriers. And that's all it does, is it just breaks down barriers that we hold us when we were as a child. It mainly breaks down barriers, is what the collages do. The sacred contracts help you to learn more about your archetypes and about why you're here and what your purpose is and what contracts that you made before you came here. It is just simply a way of life. That's all it is. It's a way of life, and it's a way of looking at different things in a different view, in a higher perspective. So tonight, looks like we got one caller calling from the 111 area. Please state your name and where you're from, and we'll go ahead and answer your call. Hello. 111 area, you're on the air. Hello. One, one, one area. Okay, let's go to the next caller. You're on the air. Hello. Next caller, you're on the air. Can you hear me? Okay, looks like we're having some difficulties connecting. So I'm just going to continue talking a little bit about Sokolonis. What you do is if you have a magazine at home, open up your magazine, go through the magazines, and the pictures will eventually speak to you. Don't try too hard to speak to them because they won't speak to you right away. Just take out any magazine and rip out the paper. Rip out whatever stands out to you. If you're having relationship troubles, think of the relationship trouble in the magazine. If you're having troubles at work with somebody, rip out the troublemaker, how to overcome the obstacle. If you are having an addiction problem, rip out the papers and whatever stands out to you. It could be anything, anything your imagination. Let's try the next caller again. Let's go to the 876 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Yes.
How are you tonight?
I'm okay, thank you.
How can I help you?
Well, I was asking about a new job.
You want to know about a job?
Yeah, if I'll be getting one soon.
Okay. And what kind of profession are you looking at to get into?
Something regarding project management.
You want to get into management?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of management would you like to do?
Managing projects, because I'm studying a project management degree.
Okay. And you just want to know how that's going to take off?
Well, yeah, because I'm currently unemployed right now, and I need finances.
Okay. Well, the first card I pulled is the Ten of Wands. Do you know what the Ten of Wands means?
No.
So the Ten of Wands represents anything you get in the tarot cards. When you get wands, it means career. Okay, it means getting in touch with your career and your creativity.
Okay.
It also represents knowledge. It represents, like, for an example, if you get the Two of Wands, that means that you're going to school.
Mm-hmm.
It means you're currently going to school right now and you're learning. But you got the Ten of Wands. And the Ten of Wands means that are things moving really slowly for you right now?
Yes, very.
Okay, and that's what it means upright. It means that things are moving really slowly. A lot of people's interpretation of the Ten of Wands would be upside down. In reversal would mean things are moving really slowly. But in these cards, it's upright. Like, for an example, if you have one card, for an example, if you go to a reader and they have a card that has both sides on the deck, which you normally will not see both sides on a deck. Not anymore. Not in the way that they make tarot now.
Okay.
Maybe on the older deck, the old Egyptian deck. And the reason why I say that is because I've been collecting for years, and I have all the older decks. And this deck has two sides, okay? So upright, in my position, would be things moving through slowly for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it would also represent to me that it's that right now you're focusing on your career, that things are moving really slowly, but it's also a good outlook because it's in an upright position, which means it's in a very positive position. It means that things are very up, and it's looking very, very good for your career in your future. Because believe it or not, this is your future card. I want to look a little bit into your past, if you don't mind. I'm going to pull another card. And this card I pulled is the Fool. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Fool can mean different things, okay? It can mean that you didn't follow your intuition when you were supposed to in a situation where you could have thought you could have made more money. Or it could have mean that you could have been a fool in the past if you didn't make the right decision where you are now. Because the past affects the present, and the past affects the present and the future. Okay.
Okay.
So the reason for that is because everything from the past, we have to move on and we have to learn from.
Right.
So if we didn't learn from the past, it'll keep repeating and repeating and repeating until we learn. It's just like, it's the same thing with relationships. You know, your job is your relationship. And, you know, believe it or not, and this might be a really weird way of looking at it, but anybody who has an animal in their home, they're craving unconditional love because animals give unconditional love. And that's what we want as humans. You know, we want unconditional love. So it teaches us responsibility, what it's like to give unconditional love. Because a lot of people don't know how to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they think by giving something to somebody that's unconditional love. It's not. It's giving your whole undivided attention. Just like with your job. You want to give your job unconditional love because that's what's going to help you to be who you are today. That's going to create what you want to become in the future. And that's why this card, the Fool, means that you are a type of person who does listen to your intuition because in the upright position of the Ten of Wands is in a very positive position, okay? Even though things are moving really slowly for you. But you are learning as you're going, which means this is a successful journey for you in your present moment. The Fool means that you felt like in the past you made the wrong decisions financially, you know, and yet you were the Fool because this is why things are moving really slowly for you. You know, you think that that's the reason why, but it's not. The reason why it's moving slowly for you is because right now you're learning as much knowledge as you can to prepare for the future and to learn from the past. And to follow your intuition in the right business position or the right business proposition or whatever. Okay?
Okay.
And that's why the Fool card came up. In the future, I see the Ten of Wands, so that's your future card, which is why it's in the present, because the present affects the future. So let's look at the future card, how the present is going to affect your future, which means, you know, things are moving really slow, you're learning knowledge. You kind of want to speed things up a little bit. That's kind of what I'm telling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're very anxious about your future, you know.
Always.
But the other card I pulled is the Clown card. This is kind of interesting. This is the Three of Pentacles Clown card. Now this card, this is a deck that I made myself, actually. I mixed them with other decks. I call it my crazy deck. This card is basically representing you in the future. Meaning this represents your fears and your wants and your desires. Okay?
Okay.
Your fear is to become the clown, to look stupid. You feel like you don't want to look stupid in your future. You know, make the wrong decision. And your fear is, and the good part about this card is upright position, which is really positive, which means that you're going to have fun with what you do. Meaning, don't take it so serious. You will have fun with what you're going to be doing. But you're not going to look stupid.
Okay.
Because you have the knowledge. Because the other card that's up on top of this card is the Hermit. Okay, and the Hermit means that, the Magician. The Magician means that you have all the tools that you need to work with. Meaning from your past or whatever. And you're still gathering more and more tools to work with, but you feel like you don't quite have them yet. But in your future, it looks very successful. Because the Three of Pentacles means the money will be there in your future, and you will have fun with it. But you're not going to look stupid. You're going to have the tools that you need. Meaning, you're not going to mess up.
Okay.
It's just like when certain people get into a job. For an example, they're afraid that, oh, I might mess up, or I might make a mistake and I get fired. Just like, for an example, I went on an interview at Harmon's, and the manager said, I wouldn't want to put anybody in a position where they would fail. And to me, that was the clown card, basically saying, I got that card too. That was the one where it's just saying, you don't want to look stupid. You want to have your tools first. Meaning this position wasn't meant for me because the clown card was upside down. They were all in reverse, and I was looking at it like, I'm not going to get this job. And I went on the interview, and I never did.
Mm-hmm.
For a manager position, So the thing is, I didn't have my tool. I didn't get the Magician card. And usually without the Magician card, you're pretty much doomed to fail, In reality, we all have tools that is within us, but we need the right tools for the right circumstances. And if we don't get the training, we're going to look stupid,
Mm-hmm.
We're going to look like the clown. But we want recognition with what we do. But the idea is to have fun with this,
Okay.
And that's where the money will flow, when you learn to have fun with it.
Hmm.
It's like some people ask me, they say, well, why do you make so much money and I don't? Why are you so rich in anything that you do? And I say, well, the trick is to learn to have fun with it. Not take it so serious. Enjoy with what you do and how you treat others. And always show gratitude to the universe that you are secure. I mean, if you lose something, you're going to gain something twice as much bigger back than what you got now.
Okay.
I used to keep worrying about, like, for an example, I used to keep worrying about, like, how much money am I going to lose to give my family or my sister? And I got this check one day for, like, close to $4,000. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to worry. I was like, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to do this? And I just started thinking, no, I'm not going to look stupid. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to tell the universe I am secure. You know? And we all get into that rut where we think, you know, this is it. This is what we get.
Okay.
And it's not true. You know? Because the universe will provide. You are secure. So if we get out of that mind programming, we get out of that mind chatter, you know, we'll be surprised what we can co-create.
Okay.
So the idea is not to worry about it. Just allow it to come, and it will. And that you will be successful, and that all your cards are upright. That means that you're very positive about the situation. You're positive about your future. You're just concerned and you're just worried. But you're not gonna look stupid. You're not gonna fail.
Okay.
You know, that's why the Fool card came up, and that's why the Clown card came up. But they were all in the upright position. So they were all positive.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Is it okay to ask another question?
Sure.
I'm trying to do my own business on the side as well, just to gain additional income. But I have a client that wants me to send him some products, but he's having difficulty sending the money.
Right.
Would he be able to send it this week?
Your what?
No, I was asking, do you think the client would send me the money this week?
Oh, okay, this week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see here. This card that I pulled is the Ten of Pentacles, and it was in a downright position.
In a downright position?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's saying that right now it is uncertain because it's saying that you're supposed to be working on a project right now. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
So right now it's kind of uncertain. They haven't decided yet. Either they're working on a project or you're supposed to be working on a project.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some additional income, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I would need the funds so I can purchase it from the suppliers, etc., you know?
But this other card I pulled was the Three of Pentacles. The Four of Pentacles. Sorry, pulled the three. This is the four.
Mm-hmm.
The four means, it means that a revenue is coming your way. Meaning unexpected cash is coming your way.
Okay.
So where I'm getting from that is it's going to come unexpectedly.
Okay.
But I don't get the feeling it's going to come tomorrow.
Okay.
It's going to be unexpectedly.
Okay.
And this could be another form of cash coming too. I don't know what this is saying, but this is another form.
Okay.
But I do have to say that all the cards tonight are in your favor.
Okay. And how do you, what would you recommend to keep it that way? Like, just to maintain positive and, you know, that to just think, just not worry and stuff.
Well, you know, meditation and affirmations, if you can find affirmations online, you know, I give perfect service for a perfect day, for a perfect pay. So when you say that, I give perfect service for a perfect day, for a perfect pay, and, what that means is your day is perfect, all is well. Your day is perfect, all is well. I get perfect service for a perfect pay, which means they will pay you what you feel you are worth. And a lot of people don't feel that way. They don't feel like they're worth anything. But that's just because people have told them that they are not worth anything, but they are. And that's how you connect to Source.
Okay.
When you connect to Source, that's when the money starts flowing, which that's the secret right there. Like you read the book, The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the energy keeps flowing. Because that's all we are. We're just energy and water. Just like the universe.
Okay.
Everything in the universe, everything in the cosmos, everything around the earth is energy. And we're all connected to that energy.
Right. But sometimes you practice these affirmations, but like you're not really seeing the results that you expect.
Yeah, affirmations are very, very powerful because you're feeding your mind, your 90% of your brain, subconscious mind, you're feeding it positive suggestions. So everything that you tell your mind is what's going out into the universe. You're sending those thoughts. Just like when you pray, you're sending those thoughts out into the universe, to the source.
Okay.
People call him God, people call him whoever, but it's still a source. It's one big ball of energy, and we're all part of that energy. So if you send out that energy to the source, you connect. It's like a cord that connects. And some people would say cut the cords to anything that's negative that is around you, that is drawing off your energy, making you feel worthless, hopeless, depressed. Cut those cords.
Right.
And get away from all these people with your doubts. Stay away from them because those kind of people, they're toxic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to judge them, but they're toxic because they're trying to drag you down because they're jealous of your ability.
Right. Okay.
You know what you're capable of doing, but they don't know. They don't know you. I don't know you. I mean, I'm psychic, but I could read you,
mm-hmm.
but personally, I don't know you.
Right.
Only you know you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell people, you know, like, they'll say, well, you mean you don't know me? And I'll be like, no, you're right, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Only you know you, and you're the only one that knows how you feel. You know, it's like I went to a doctor and I said, I need pills, I need medication for my anxiety. And the doctor said, what makes you think you need pills? And the first thing I felt like telling her was, you know what, lady, you don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And neither does a psychiatrist, you know, or a psychologist. They don't know how you feel.
Right.
Only you do. They don't know what you go through. You know, and so sometimes, yes, I do agree that depression and anxiety is a mental sickness. It is a mental sickness. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like telling somebody, say, oh, you're okay, get better. You know, and what people don't understand is that you are not them, so you don't know how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
Just like people that smoke, they smoke for a reason. I don't force them to stop. I just tell them, say, look, if you want to stop, then stop.
Okay.
It's that simple. Mm-hmm. If you're struggling to stop, then that means you really don't want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So keep doing it, you know.
Yeah.
If you want help to stop and you're struggling, then there's a possibility of hypnosis to help you. Because hypnosis is, you know, you can change. You know, you can change perceptions. You can change how you feel, how you think. You know, you can even change a memory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like back when, you know, that's a good thing for you. Maybe you ought to get into hypnosis. Maybe you ought to, you know, meet a hypnotist or something and have them feed you positive suggestions. Or tell yourself, or hypnotize yourself, you know?
Okay.
You can do that.
Right.
All you got to do is learn how to meditate.
Alright.
Learn how to quiet your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because the biggest problem that you're feeling right now with the stress and anxiety about your future is clutter that, you know, that you pick up in your mind every day. You know, thinking that, this ain't going to work out. This is not going to be my future. You know, with doubt. That's clutter, you know.
Okay.
So if it makes you feel better when you go in and you clean something in your house or you clean something in your closet, it will make you feel better because you don't feel so cluttered.
Right.
And you have clients over, when you have friends over, they come in and they feel the energy and they're like, oh, this feels comfortable. I want to stay longer.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't stay longer, then you know that there's something wrong. You know?
Right.
And they didn't enjoy your company. There are times when people won't enjoy your company when you're of the light and they're of the dark. So, that always happens to me a lot. They're like, oh, I got to go. You know, I got to go pick up a friend, or I got to go.
Okay.
You know, they'll say something like that.
That's true.
And in reality, they really didn't. They just felt like they had to go.
All right.
You know. One thing you can't do is lie to a psychic. You know, a lot of my friends thought that they could lie to me, but it doesn't do any good. Because I already know what they're going to do before they do it.
Okay. Okay.
All I have to do is look in my car. So see, that's the thing, is you can't lie to yourself. You have to step outside of yourself into the light and realize who you are, where you're going,
mm-hmm.
and that you can accomplish anything you put your mind to. There's the ascension again. I was telling you about connection, you know, to source.
Yeah.
And once you connect yourself, there's no walking back. There's no going back. Because life is going to get harder and more challenging as you connect.
Mm-hmm.
It will. It'll seem that way. It'll be like, why did my life just get harder? because people want your help now. They come to you for help. And they say, how did you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the secret. What's the secret? The law of attraction. What's the law of attraction? Well, where energy goes, energy flows.
Mm-hmm.
That's law of attraction.
Okay.
You know, those are the questions that they're going to ask you.
Okay.
And you say, there is no secret.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wherever energy goes, energy flows. So that's basically, where is your thought?
Right.
You know, your thoughts is on your career. You just asked me. You asked me that question. What do you see from my career? That's where your thoughts are.
Right. And that's where the cards lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, is there anything else you want to know about relationship or...
Just focusing on the career, but just like, do you see me traveling outside of the country for a new career?
Well, have you ever seen yourself out of the country?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay. So what I'm getting is you've already seen yourself out of the country. Where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the card I pulled is, interesting enough, the World card.
Okay.
Meaning upright position, meaning you will see what you want to see.
Okay.
And it will be positive. It will be the right timing for you to see it. So yes, I do see you going on this journey.
Okay.
It will be a happy journey. But it will take some time.
Mm-hmm.
When you get your tools. You know, but first thing is first is to get your career going.
Right.
You know, concentrate on one thing at a time.
Okay.
But then eventually, yes, this will come for you. That's what I see, it will come for you.
Okay.
This is like a reward, though. This is like a reward for past efforts. That's why I pulled the Eight of Pentacles on this card.
Okay.
This will be a reward for past efforts. That's what it's saying.
Can't wait. Okay.
I know, we all can't wait. But the idea is we're impatient.
Right.
You will get anxious. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shame in that. Because it's a desire.
Right.
But it does say you will reap the rewards.
Okay.
So that is something to look forward to. That is a goal that you will accomplish.
Okay. But do you mind telling me what the cards say about my relationship?
Are you in one now? I don't feel like you are.
Yes.
Okay. Is it serious?
Well, yes. But does it affect distance is involved?
In existence?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, why I felt like you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
It seems serious, it's not. It will be serious when grow stronger together.
Mm-hmm.
But right now you need more strength. I pulled the strength card.
Okay.
So you need more strength. Mm-hmm. The energy is really weak.
Mm-hmm.
So you need you need one or two things. You either need more commitment, more communication, or more love in your relationship.
Okay.
That's where the strength comes in. But the strength comes in on its own. It kind of comes in its own time.
Mm-hmm.
That just could be because of the planets, so not in your favor right now. What sign are you?
Pisces.
Yeah, that's why. Because we're in a really shitty month right now with Pisces, okay?
Okay.
It says it is your time to... It is time to shine. Everything is going gangbusters for you, except for communication. You feel like speaking in tongues, and even you don't understand what you mean. This is a very strange thing in other people's views. People just do it anyways. Just nod and say yes. So, for an example, even though people are speaking in tongues to you, just agree with everything that they say. Meaning you don't understand them. And whatever you say to them, it's just going one ear out the other.
Mm-hmm.
So communication is not a very great month for you, even though everything else is going